and see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here on a Friday morning, here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And your Friday morning drive is at 6 a.m. with the great Steve Cochran and gang. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and your fly jam requests. That's coming up. Right now, our Friday features begin with...
You Big Dummy.
This is when we read real news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then first person through at 591. Wow, did I go back in time.
Woof.
Whoa. 312-981-7200. Oh, man. Okay.
Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one.
The NYPD says officers arrested a woman for a bogus 911 call that was placed last Friday. They are now investigating as to whether she is behind more than 24,000 of these types of calls since the summer. Oh, my God. The caller allegedly stated to the 911 operator that there was a fire and smoke coming from the basement, which subsequently caused multiple police and fire units to respond at the time of the call. In the end, officers arrested 38-year-old Yogita Persaud of the Bronx shortly after 2 p.m. Friday while investigating what turned out to be a false 911 call. According to police, Persaud was charged with making a false report, fire, making a false report, emergency, obstructing governmental administration, and aggravated harassment. Police say officers are investigating a pattern that involves more than 24,200 911 calls from June of 2019 and 200 calls on the day of her arrest. My God. She has not been charged with these incidents since it is under investigation whether she is responsible for those calls, police say. However, police say that she could be the person who tied up emergency lines for months. The NYPD compiles a list of 911 bogus callers, according to police. Persaud ranks at the top if she is responsible for the thousands of prank calls. Police remind the public that responding to a prank call takes resources away from responding to a real tragedy.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two.
Florida.
Everybody's favorite superhero.
A Florida man pulled over Sunday night for driving recklessly told police that he, quote, needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife. According to an arrest affidavit. Cops report that John Earl Picard, 52, was behind the wheel of his 2015 Honda that was going in excess of 90 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone on U.S. Route 19. When stopped by the Tarpon Springs Police Department officer around 7:30 p.m., Picard was apparently en route to his Palm Harbor residence following an extramarital affair. Picard reportedly, quote, indicated his driving was reckless and endangering because he needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife. Picard was busted for reckless driving, a misdemeanor, but when cops searched him post-arrest, they found a baggie of crack cocaine in his shirt pocket. Oh, my God. Leading to an additional felony drug possession count. Card said police reported spontaneously that he had just purchased it for $50.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number three, dummy number three,
dummy. Three. An arrest warrant was issued late Thursday for State Rep. Pancho Nieves from De Eagle Pass after he was caught on surveillance footage in early September dropping a white envelope with cocaine inside. The warrant, signed by a Travis County magistrate, states that Pancho faces a charge of possession of substance in penalty group one, which is a third-degree felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Bond amount was set at $10,000. Jail records show he's not in custody. According to an affidavit for a search warrant collected for his DNA, it was filed in late October. An officer from the Texas Department of Public Safety was called for help by the DPS Texas Highway Patrol regarding a substance that was found by a Texas Department of Transportation employee. It states that on September 6th, four small clear plastic baggies containing a white powder-like substance were found inside a sealed envelope outside of the entrance of the TXDOT Flight Services in Austin. The envelope had the letterhead from the office of the State of Texas House of Representatives member Pancho Nieves. The affidavit says surveillance footage shows Nieves leaving the TXDOT Flight Services and dropping a white paper object, as he was getting to the front passenger seat of his chief of staff black SUV. The contents of the envelope tested positive for the presence of cocaine, weighing more than 1 gram but less than 4 grams. Though, through training and experience, I have learned that individuals involved in the possession of narcotics would like to remain discreet and typically conceal the narcotics as best they can. Therefore, it is reasonable to believe that Representative Nieves, using his own letterhead envelope, licked and sealed the envelope that contained the cocaine in order to keep it concealed.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number four. Think your job is a real pain? It's nothing compared to the careers of professional animal handler Rob Caveman Oliva and wildlife biologist Adam Thorne. The two are starring in a new History Channel series called Kings of Pain. Looks like I got something to add to my DVR. Their goal is to create history's ultimate pain index by traveling the world to get bit and stung by some of the most dangerous animals. The 8-episode series, which debuts on Tuesday, does that mean this Tuesday? We can find out. Features the duo getting stung or bit by, among others, the Nile monitor lizard, the fire urchin, the giant Asian centipede, and the reticulated python. Avila allows himself to get stung by the executioner wasp, a species of insect native to Central and South America, with a legendary sting. He said there's little hard information about it, but the few people that did report getting stung by it say it's excruciating. In a clip that they showed, Thorne holds the wasp next to Oliva's skin so that the bug can do its work. The executioner, by the way, the executioner wasp is very good at its job. Ow, it's that sharp instant pain. Look at it, it's already welting. It's already welting up, Oliva said about the pain. Comes in waves, it's actually getting worse. He described the feeling as a throbbing type pain. The executioner wasp is a firecracker, Oliva said, and its sting is like the first time you eat tacos in Mexico. It burns.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Do we know when it debuts?
Yeah, so it debuted this past Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So season one is underway.
All right. I'm so going to watch that on demand. No question about it. All right, let's break here for some weather, and we'll come back. We got one more dummy to read, then the recap, and then we vote. 312-981-7200 on your Friday morning. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran has your morning drive at 6, as we do every weekday morning. We have our Friday features all ready to go again, and we're doing You Big Dummy. One more dummy left, and then we will recap and vote. Dummy number 5, dummy number 5, dummy number 5. A saucy teacher has been suspended after projecting a sexually explicit email he was sending to his lover onto his class whiteboard. The rude message was mistakenly beamed onto a smart board during a sociology A-level lesson at Vision West Nottinghamshire College in Mansfield. The unnamed tutor was suspended a short time later. Principal and executive chief executive Andrew Cropley said, "I can confirm the incident took place in an A-level sociology class whereby a private email from a tutor containing explicit content intended for another adult believed to be his partner was inadvertently displayed on a smart board seen by his students. The college acted swiftly by immediately suspending the tutor pending outcome of an investigation. Clearly, this was wholly inappropriate conduct that fell significantly below the high professional standards expected of all of our staff." "I have written to the students and their parents and guardians to offer my sincerest and unreserved apologies. However, although deeply regrettable, it is important to stress that this is an isolated incident that in no way reflects the behavior, conduct, or care exercised by our teaching staff day in and day out."
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
All right. It's time for the recap and time for the vote. So, let's see. We've got the dummy who may have made or been responsible for making over 24,000 bogus 911 calls. We got the dummy driver who told the cop that he was rushing home after cheating on his wife. We got the dummy state rep who dropped cocaine at the airport. We have the dummy who purposely gets stung by the executioner wasp, and I'm going to watch every frame of it. And the dummy teacher who projected a sexy letter on the classroom whiteboard. All right, Tom, where are you thinking that you're going to... By the way, vote, call in now to be first person through. You can be our third vote. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go ahead.
Runner-up goes to the guy with the executioner wasp, honestly. Because, I mean, at least he's doing it for money.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a TV show, but that sounds like the dumbest TV show.
Kings of Pain.
I can't even imagine subjecting myself to that. But I'm going to give it to the guy who told the cops he was rushing home because he was cheating on his wife, and then they found crack in his pocket.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, phone lines are open. First person through right now, 312-981-7200. You will cast our third vote. 312-981-7200. Get in now and cast the vote. The woman who might be responsible for 24,000 bogus 911 calls is not just dumb, but that's dangerous and really, really stupid.
Psychotic.
Yeah. Really bad. I too love the guy driving home like a maniac just because he was cheating on his wife and then has crack in his pocket. A state rep dropping cocaine with his letterhead.
That's a doozy. That's a doozy.
I mean, that's really stupid. The guy who gets stung by the executioner wasp purposely, that's dumb, but it's going to make great TV as far as I'm concerned. Phone lines are open. You want to get in here? 312-981-7200. We need a third vote, so call up right now. 312-981-7200. And the teacher who projected the sexy email onto his classroom whiteboard, that's just stupid. But, I think I got to go with, man, that state rep, though, with his own letterhead. I mean, that's just...
That's advanced dumb.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with the driver. I'm going to go with the driver who told the cops that he was rushing home after cheating on his wife. So there you go. We have no one has called in for the third vote, but it's unanimous anyway.
Yeah.
It would be so don't worry about calling in. 312-981-7200. Now of course somebody calls in. Now of course the phones light up now. So all right, let's take the vote anyway, even though we got two votes already for the dummy in the car telling the cops that he was cheating on his wife. But let's see. Is this Noel? Hi, Noel.
Noel.
All right, go ahead, vote.
The driver with the that was cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Cocaine
in his pocket. All right. Thanks, Noel. Take care.
All right.
There you go.
Not just cocaine. Crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine. The cheap kind. And then he said he spent $50 on it. He told the cops he spent $50 on it.
I bet it's like carpet fresh or something.
That's ridiculous. Alright. Alright, let's get into this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context.
Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
All right, it's that time of the week again. Every Friday morning, we have our regular features, including Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should, because it's the best. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and sounds a little dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, shall we begin?
Shall we? All right, let's get into it. First one here. You know, he keeps doing this, betrayed again by a fellow Tom and Bartlett. Here we go, I guess. It was just in and out like that.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about a game show that didn't last very long.
Didn't you play a theme from it or something?
No, it was, we were talking about a game show that Jimmy Kimmel was like,
right.
And I can't even remember what it was because it was so short lived.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That was funny.
Next one coming to us from Jesse. Here's Steve Bertrand.
That was the bet, whether you jump on us or not.
What was going on there?
So I guess they made a bet that they would, poor Jazz, she's got walking pneumonia.
Oh, no.
At least she had walking pneumonia.
Oh.
But she's coming to work like a trooper, you know? So, but they kept calling it walking ammonia to see if Wendy would jump on him about it.
Okay.
And they got away with it.
All right,
next one. First time this has ever happened. This is from G in D.C. Here's the Lutheran Hour.
Oh, no.
That's such an incredible climax.
I don't even know what to say.
Incredible climax.
I don't know what to say. All right.
All right. Next up, coming to us from Brian J., it's the voice himself, Rick Pearson.
I've been messing with it all morning.
Leave it alone, Rick. Leave it alone. Okay.
All right. One of my favorite Sunday morning hosts and yours, Dean Richards, here. Caught by Margaret in Bridgeport.
What else happens besides eating testicles?
Is he talking about Thanksgiving?
He's talking about the Turkey Testicle Festival,
which is before the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And they had them at tree time. They were eating turkey testicles.
I've had them.
Not bad.
That tastes like liver.
Yeah. That's exactly what Dean said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Dean said.
They taste like liver. And I used to cover the Turkey Testicle Festival because inevitably before I got the full-time gig, I was always the guy that worked the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And on Thanksgiving night.
You got to have them on.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Next one. Carl Amari here from the WGN Radio Theater, also caught by Margaret.
Carl. We have a brand new spanking.
What? Oh, spanking. He was addition.
Yeah, it's about their new.
Like,
they have a new website.
Okay,
brand
okay.
Spanking new, oh, but okay. He didn't know where that belongs in
he
the
put
sentence.
Spanking new. It's
spanking new, not new spanking.
Not new spanking, Carl.
He's into the spanking, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more before we break.
All right. Well, good, because it's you.
Oh,
it's Nick D. Caught caught here by Kevin in Iowa.
Don't be put off by the length. I was talking about the Irishman.
Yeah. Although, don't be afraid of the length.
No, because it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. All right. Well, let's break here. We got a break. We got the news. Then we'll come back and we've got more Straight Out of Context. We've got Nick D Show Spies. And then everything is going to get fly right here on a Friday morning. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context. Another one of our Friday features that we have a lot of fun with. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Keep your ears peeled. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, where are we going next?
Next, we're going to Rokon, caught by Fox Valley Mike.
I kept my hose on my spigot.
Oh, man. Everybody is 9 years old. Okay.
All right. Next up, it's the queen of Straight Out of Context, Miss Wendy Snyder, uh-huh. And she was caught by Jesse.
I always wondered what John Legend would taste like.
Oh, my God.
That is because of the new Cooper's Hawk John Legend wine.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you know, he was just named Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine. Did you know that?
I did know that. I don't know if I agree.
Pretty sexy.
But is he sexier than Idris Elba?
No.
Stringer Bell?
Nobody's sexier than Stringer Bell. And John Legend has a song. It's one of the sexiest songs I've ever heard. Best I've Ever Had.
Mm-hmm.
Best You've Ever Had. It was in a terrible movie. but it's a fly. Maybe we can play. That'll be my request later.
All right.
Best I've Ever Had. Best You've Ever Had. Best You've Ever Had by John Legend.
Is it sexier than Do You Think I'm Sexy?
It is unbelievably sexy.
All right.
So is the video. He's shirtless the whole video. Okay.
All right. Next up, it's the wonderful G on the Steve Cochran show, here by Fox Valley Mike.
You can tell there's like a hand in there.
She's talking about how she's afraid of Kermit the Frog.
What?
Well, they renamed a street in New York after Sesame Street.
Sure.
Because of the 50th
anniversary. Yeah.
And G said that she's afraid of some of the Muppets, some of the Sesame
That's
Street Muppets.
That's really hilarious.
Because she knows, you could tell that there's a hand in there.
That's really weird. Okay.
All right. I'm so happy that she's just walking into the newsroom here. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Uh-oh.
We couldn't get off.
She's getting set up in there.
She's getting set up. That's too bad. It's caught by Chris there.
Okay.
Caught by Chris. And then let's go over to Bill Leff. This one, just Bill Leff, caught here by Deanna.
It's in your southern region.
He's referring to, I guess there's coconut Yoo-Hoo.
What?
You can get coconut Yoo-Hoo.
No.
Is that
no.
Not working for you?
No.
All right.
Leave you. Yoo-Hoo is perfect alone.
Well, they got to have some brand diversity, okay?
No. Just regular Yoo-Hoo. I prefer it in the bottle, not the can.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Next, we got Maria caught Wendy Snyder here.
And you break it open, and then there's a Q-tip, and you dip down in there.
I don't even know if I want to know.
It's some sort of like nasal treatment for colds.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know exactly what she's talking about. Yeah. Okay.
And then finally, to cap it all off, it's a little Steve Bertrand here caught by Tim.
It lasts longer because it doesn't taste as good.
Talking about coffee flavored candies.
Like as if they were good or not?
Well, it's they don't like the taste. Apparently, Bill Left does not like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, if you got coffee flavored candies, you still eat them though, because it's still candy. Still candy.
Even if you don't like the flavor.
Even if you don't like the flavor. Like,
oh, okay.
Wendy doesn't like the flavor of black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd still eat the coffee flavored candies because they're still candy.
So you just candy in general? So like those Harry Potter jelly beans that taste like vomit? Those?
Yeah. It's still candy.
Yeah. What are those things called?
Oh, Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans?
That's it. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do this all again next week for sure. Let's get back into it, and because we've got this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies.
Like us.
That's right. It's Nick D's show, Spies. Again, listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
All right. So first one here is Lisa Wolf, and she was heard by Margaret in Bridgeport.
All right, Lisa. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. You skipped one.
Ready? I'll tell you.
You forgot the third
one. All right.
Okay. Nick DiGilio would kill you for that.
All right.
I mean, it's not complete without the third one.
All right.
All right.
And then this next one here, this is John Hansen talking about it. This is ridiculous.
So someone nominated a box for the toy.
In the Toy Hall of Fame.
So I would assume then that all the rest of the toys that have ever been created are already in.
Not
and they're
all of
just
them.
No, they're just like, well, what else we got? That kid's got a stick. Wait, you're telling me a stick is in there?
A stick.
But not a pogo stick.
Right.
That takes construction and springs and rubber and jumping.
Right.
But a stick is in
there. Oh, but a stick can be so many things.
But you know, something. We
it
have
can
supplied
be a laser.
Nick DiGilio with all the content he needs next Friday morning.
So, for the next
That's it. 30 years.
30 years of content.
You know, what's going on with that music?
Well, it's something that John does when he fills in for Matt Bubala.
That's, he just plays music underneath it?
Well, he'll do. They do a little segment called "What Did I Learn Today?"
Uh huh.
And they'll play a little bit of music underneath, a little bit of bed music.
Oh, okay.
And just to give credit there, that was caught by Carrie.
Okay.
So they're the two spies this week.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, the stick has been in the Toy Hall of Fame for many, many years.
It's just I can't believe it.
And the box is in there in the Toy Hall of Fame.
I can't wait for Log to finally get its most-deserved entry.
Yeah, well, Log, Ren and Stimpy, one of the greatest toys that you could buy.
It rolls downstairs.
Yeah. It's the Log. I laughed every single time they would do that bit.
That and Happy Happy Joy Joy.
Yeah, come on, man. It's one of the greatest things ever. My favorite part of the Happy Happy Joy Joy. Because he puts the happy helmet on Ren, and then activates it so that Ren feels nothing but happiness. But my favorite part, Tom, is the shot of Ren walking down the steps shaking with his bathrobe on, because he's been they turned on the happy helmet like 8,000 times and now he can barely walk, so he's got his bathrobe on and his legs are shaking as he's trying to go down the stairs.
Our good old pal Stinky Whistleteats.
Oh my God, the best! That show, I just, you know, it's funny. Somebody put, you know, as people are wont to do on the internets, they compile very long videos of things. Somebody compiled the grossest moments, put all the grossest moments from Ren and Stimpy into one place, and it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. You know how Chris Volusi would, like, if something like the episode where Ren has the tooth that has to be pulled, and they cut to it, and there's like a vein sticking out of his mouth, and you know how he had those stills that they would cut to, the really mm-hmm. gross ones that were just hand drawn.
Yeah,
that particular one. I loved that idea that he would cut to the stills, and they were the most disgusting thing. I miss Ren and Stimpy. Oh, it was the best, just the best. And my favorite episode, without question, is Sven Hoke. Ah, you whizzed on the electric fence, eh? it's my favorite.
Is that the one with the walrus?
No, that's the rubber. That's rubber nipple salesman.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any walrus protectors? No, or walrus. What is it? Rubber nipples. Rubber nipple protectors. Yeah. Do you have any walrus protectors? Call the police when the walrus. Call the police. The single funniest cartoon ever, and I'm including any cartoon I've ever seen in my life, is Sven Hoke. It's the funniest thing. I'm telling you, every time I watch it, I fall off the couch laughing. It's so brilliant. All right. Do you want to play the theme real quick?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. It's Fly Jams Friday. So get your requests in. Should we say hello to Luscious Hushes and then break for the weather?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There he is, ready to spin. 312-981-7200, and we've got a bunch of requests already, correct? Tons. Good. Okay. Hey, the Harlem Globetrotters are still around. They set world records. I didn't even know that they were still a thing. That's cool. You ever see the Harlem Globetrotters?
I did, yeah.
They're great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Loved them on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Yeah. And weren't they also on Gilligan's Island?
Oh, man. I would not know.
All right. All right, let's get the forecast going here, and then we'll come back and we'll get some fly jams going. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Who requested the Donna Summer?
It's coming to us from Steve.
All right, Steve. Fly Jams Friday.
Queen of the dance floor.
Yeah. She was huge, man. Huge. You ever see the movie Thank God It's Friday?
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
No.
Soundtrack's good.
Amazing. That's how I got into all this kind of stuff.
Was thanks because of Thank God It's Friday?
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
That he is.
That's a terrible movie.
It could be better.
Oh, music's great. So, all right, we're getting fly here.
I'm going to get very fly.
All right.
All right, next up, coming to us from Dave and Monroe, it's Ebony and Ivory.
Hate that song.
I saw it on your face.
I hate it. I hate that song. But you know, we do not deny the fly requests.
Never.
So there you go. All right. I'm a little distracted because, Dean just gave Charlie's Angels a B.
Wow. That's surprising.
It's very surprising. I'm just going to see it because I love Kristen Stewart.
Sure, sure. Who doesn't?
Yeah. I never thought I would love her back when the Twilight movies were around. But I can't get enough of her now. I loved her on SNL. I think she
did a good job.
I think she's great. And Robert Pattinson. What are we talking about here? The Lighthouse, one of the best performances I've seen all year.
Mm-hmm.
Ford versus Ferrari. A.
You know, that seemed like a movie that Dean would really enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, The Good Liar comes out too.
Yeah, I was kind of unsure about that.
Come on, man. Look at the two people that are in it.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Helen Mirren, Ian McKellen, and you're wondering about it?
I don't know. It didn't seem that interesting
to
me.
It's Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. Gandalf is in it, man.
I understand. Don't you talk to me about Gandalf.
Hey.
Talk to me about Gandalf. Come on.
All right. Marriage Story. He's reviewing that now. Let's hear a song.
All right. Next up, Nasty by Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Love that album. Great album.
It's quality stuff.
By the way, you gave Marriage Story an A, too. Good weekend.
Boom.
Good weekend.
It's a AAA weekend.
Man.
You don't get those a lot.
No.
You don't get those
a lot. Dino. Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay.
All right. Coming up next from Dino.
Oh.
Not
Dean Richards.
Not Uncle Dean, but Dino, listener Dino. It's Wilson Pickett with Engine Number 9.
Oh, great song. I think this is the first time we've ever played this song.
Really?
Which is amazing to me, which is unbelievable to me, because that's as fly as it gets.
It's an awesome cut.
Yeah.
A very choice cut from Dino. USDA beef.
Man, oh man. That's a fly jam.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, going to have some Temptations, of course. We've played this one before, but it's always a classic. It's Ball of Confusion.
Oh, please. Yeah. An 80s band covered this song.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't know about that.
I can't remember who it was, but they cut.
Was it Lovin' Rockets?
Lovin' Rockets,
oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. All right, more fly jams.
All right, this one's coming to us from Nick DiGilio the Elder.
Oh, my dad.
The very fine gentleman who works at the Jewels. It's Jimmy Soul, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, let me make a friend in one with your right. So for my personal point of view, make a happy girl to marry you. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a friend in one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, make a happy girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes a husband look small, and very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts the things that will break.
I was just looking up in the traffic department, and Mary seems to enjoy that song. You were bopping along.
That is the best song. Is that from your dad?
That my dad requested
that. Oh, tell him I just love that song.
He's listening. You can tell him. You can tell him right now.
Hi, Dad. Love it. Thank
bopping
you.
Bopping around. She was dancing around in the traffic
department.
It woke
me up. I'm like so tired today.
That's what it's
Thank
all about.
You.
Great. All right. Well, we'll close out on that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back on Monday with all the regular features.